Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sick and tired of hearing all these people talking about what's the deal with this pop life and when is it gonna fade out? Think you got to realize what we're doing is not a trend. We got the gift of melodies, gonna bring it to the end. Come on.
It matters.
They're all right with eyes around my neck.
Doesn't matter.
You recognize that it's just about respect.
Where am I going? Why?
You get hype when I ring it to you every time.
Now,
come on, everyone, why?
Why?
The music gets you
music
high.
Gets you high.
You want to ride.
Feel it when
your body starts to ride. Baby, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
That's all you got.
Come on now.
This must be pop. We're drinking pop soda. That's why.
Culture pop.
Yeah. So that song is like one of the five songs that's kind of always in my head for some reason. Whenever I'm changing Q's diaper, I always sing that song to him. I don't know why.
You little dirty pop.
He's like, you're my dirty pops. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
And I'm Nikki Blade.
She left again.
Wow. You know what?
She just quit. No.
She came back and then she was like,
I don't like the lighting in this new studio. I'm out of here.
This couch is too soft.
She's currently in an Uber. It's been a complicated morning. She's just got off a plane. She's on her way. She's going to probably be here for the last half of the episode. But
and we didn't feel like waiting. And she definitely did say,
it's what she do. Just playing Nikki Blaze. We love you. So now that we're here, now it's just you and me, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
I got something interesting to talk about, okay? Because this is some secretive shit. We can't just be talking about this in front of anybody.
Makes sense.
So, somebody in the comments a few episodes ago noticed all the Illuminati symbolism.
Everything I put up?
And the Freemasonry shit that we have on set. And they left a very detailed comment about it, right?
Let's see if they found everything.
First off, they were like, a lot of Illuminati and Freemasonry stuff. It can't even hide it. I was like, where? They left a whole fucking paragraph, dog. So let me ask you all if you know what this person is talking about and if you see it, all right? Total Redeem 44 says, Freemasonic symbolism all over the place. First one. Oh, well, you had a different hat on, but it said the blue. First of all, wait, let me see what hat you had on here.
My hat?
You had an LA hat.
Oh.
The blue 66.6 hertz HZ on Rick's hat and the sofa plus different shades of it in the background. So, Freemason colors.
Wait. He went to the frequency of the colors?
66.6 hertz.
All right.
You can't hide that.
Yeah. So the Dodgers must be.
They're not ready for that conversation, right? Okay? Because what are they dodging? What are they dodging?
I mean, as above, so never mind. I'm gonna go.
All right. Next, my shirt.
That's great.
It says, with the WWW meaning the mark of the beast, I had a little Bow Wow t-shirt on.
Oh, this person is funny.
But Bow Wow, beast. Bow Wow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Hey,
Bow Wow, say it backwards.
Wow. W's. 3-3. Two triangles!
That makes six.
Okay.
Wow, I'm just saying.
All right, here we go. Illuminati pyramid between Nikki and Rick. Between Nikki and Rick. I don't know what they're talking about with that one. The plant.
Now, the plant holder itself, it looks like something, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
Freemasonic black literature represented with the bookshelves.
I can't say much there.
I haven't looked at any of these, so I'm not sure. I actually can't read, so I don't know what's back there.
There's two books back there that have always caught my eye, so I'll give you that.
All right. All right. Sure. That you were wearing our this shirt.
The emotionally unstable.
Yes, you were wearing this emotionally unstable hoodie, but they said on the shirt, there is an Illuminati dolphin on Rick's shirt. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
But apparently there's one on that shirt we dropped.
All right.
It's a skull.
Goodiebrand.com. Let's see. 33 and 88 represented with the plant leaves. And the tables and the shape of the shelves behind you.
Okay, the table, I get. The plant leaves? What do you see? Can you see shapes? I'm going to have to go look at the leaves on that one. But the table, I get. Oh, and then we don't have the table here. It looks like he... Okay, all right.
The ground with the black and white checkerboard patterns. Okay.
But it's not checkerboard. But okay.
Mm-hmm. All the things you said referencing Lucifer, etc. I don't remember when I was doing devil. Wait, were we talking about the devil?
I don't think so.
I forget.
We were fucking singing Lucifer. Lucifer
the morning. Nikki's been to Tavistock College or somewhere else beating red meat. I don't know what that means. I don't remember the context of the conversation.
Yeah.
The LS contact means Lucifer soul, Lucifer Satan.
What LS contact?
I don't remember. I don't know if he's referencing stuff we're talking about on the episode, but I don't remember. The backward pentagram is only before your name. I don't know. John Lennon's book. I guess John Lennon's book is up there. Red straw on black liquid.
That's funny.
Was I drinking? Oh. I had a coffee with a red straw in it, and that is blood evocation. Okay. It's all right. Backward pyramid in between Nikki's tits.
She had a necklace on her.
I guess.
That's so funny.
A pile of soul blue glass. Oh, I guess Classe Azul.
Oh.
Okay. Memphis egg symbology. Symbology. Symbolism. Yeah. Okay. And it says, as above, so below, somewhere, success doesn't come freely. Any comment, question mark? You didn't know, question mark?
Oh, that's great. I love this.
Oh, wait. Oh, he left two comments. The same shit. Oh, yeah, same shit. All right. Yeah, I get. There you go.
Yeah. All right. There was some stuff you could make an argument for. I'll give him that.
I mean, if you want to talk about the fucking shades of blue, you can make that comment. You could say that about anything.
The plant holder, the books, the table. if you care to make an argument, you could make an argument. Everything else didn't make any sense to me.
I don't have any. Just so y'all know, I'm not famous enough to be invited to the Illuminati yet.
Yeah. Well, you don't gotta be famous for masonry, but
what is that?
It's a society.
One of those.
Similar.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I remember everybody thought Jay-Z was a Freemason for a bit.
Yeah. Which, all right, so from my understanding, I don't even know how much of this I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
But there are people, oh, the John Lennon book. Okay.
Okay.
There are people who believe that Freemasonry has a lot of, like, demonic shit, sacrifices, worshiping Satan, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
And I've heard from people that there are chapters and sectors that dabble in that shit.
Okay.
I don't know enough to really speak on it.
Mm-hmm.
But once people got a hold of that, they made that to be all of what Masonry is.
Mm.
So being a famous person associated with Masonry became this whole, he's a devil worshiper.
Right. I just always thought, like, you know, everybody swears that everything is the Illuminati, but it's like, they, for a secret society, man, a lot of people seem to know everything
just
about
it. All out. Like, they rule the world and y'all figured them out.
Like, what do you, so where did you get your information, dog? How do you just fucking know so much about this shit?
I mean,
you know?
There's literature out there, but I don't know. People read something and think they know something and then just place it over whatever they want to. Like, y'all think Jay-Z's the most powerful motherfucker in the world or something? Like, why him? Remember that church played Lucifer backwards and all of those lyrics came up?
Dude, so dumb.
It was so stupid. And it sucks because, you know, people who are really in the church are not listening to a Jay-Z song called Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even realize that what they're playing backwards in the lyrics are the lyrics of the song forward. Why would the same words come out backwards?
It's so dumb, bro. So for context here, okay, when Jay-Z put out that, Lucifer's under the morning, I'm gonna chase him out of earth, right?
Yeah.
Fucking, there was this pastor, this clip was playing the song for the church, and he was like,
he played it backwards.
Yes, yes. And they swear they heard, what was it?
I don't even feel comfortable saying
Murder, Jesus. And that wasn't even a backwards. It was just a sample of the shit that was like chopped and screwed.
So Jay-Z says, them'll murder me, so I gotta murder them first. Emergencies, doctor performing procedure, Jesus. And they just took the two murders and the Jesus and put it together over a beat.
He was on some, do you see the butter jello butter?
In the song, he says, leave niggas on death's door, breathing off respirators for killing my best boy haters. In the reverse, leave niggas on death's door. I was like, guys, just go listen to the song. He says all of these things.
I remember the first time I realized what it's your from a nipper brand year,
man. Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Your boy's mind was blown. I was in high school, and I just happened to have a little sound recorder on my computer where, like, you could play shit backwards, and I was like, oh, let's try this out.
Yeah.
I got in that shit. I was like, it's your from a nipper friend, yeah. And then played it forward. And then when it was just, I put my thing down, flip it in reverse, I was like, hey, yo.
Oh, my God.
And fucking dumbass Jeremy. Jeremy swore. He must have learned this from church, too, because he was like, no. We were at school trying to figure out what she Missy was saying backwards, right? He was like, no, she's saying, it's yours if the pussy's yours if you something. I was like, huh? How does that even make sense, dog? Do y'all not understand how backwards works?
Yeah. Stupid people.
I used to bootleg CDs in high school. Rick.
You did?
Do you remember this? And the Black Album was one of my best sellers. I was one of the kids in school that had the, you know, I was one of the only ones that was really had the bootleg CD technology back then. I had a strong computer for what it was back in the day. And I remember the day before Black Album dropped. Man, I was gearing up for that shit like it was Jordan Day at Foot Locker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was up for hours making mad copies. And then as soon as it dropped, I went to school the next day. People said, "You got that Black Album?" I'm like, "Sure, that's it. You damn right. You damn right." And I was like, in the back, if you turn to the back of the CD book, I got the Red Dot specials. Every CD with a red thumbprint on it is a dollar. It's there on sale. Yeah. It was all the shit that wasn't selling. Like, Khaleesi's album wasn't doing too hot. Yeah. It was a bunch of shit back then.
Oh, Khaleesi.
And
I love her.
Yeah, she still looks bomb.
Yeah, like, yeah, I want her.
Have you seen Maya?
Of course.
She looks like better now, I think.
Yeah, and she was amazing then.
Y'all want to hear some embarrassing shit? So Maya, either Maya or Cisco, somebody had posted, like a World Star posted something about like Maya and Cisco. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was just a Maya post. I think it was just a Maya post. Like, look how good Maya looks, right? And I was like, LOL, I remember being inspired because when Maya was dating Cisco, it made me feel like, oh, she's dating a dude shorter than her. I was like, it gave me inspiration as a short dude, right? Yeah. She took time to get in the comments and replied to me and was like, never dated, just friends. I was like, well, shit.
Oh, all right. All my confidence is ruined. Thanks a lot.
So, wow, okay, took time out of your busy vegan schedule to crush my little dreams, huh?
Wait a minute.
Ah, man.
I remember, I won't name names. Do you remember when that dude hit me and Benji up talking about he was Kanye's producer and he wanted to work with Andrew?
No.
All right, so some dude, not gonna say his name, because he was actually like in the industry.
Okay.
And he wasn't necessarily lying, but the way he presented it was like, I'm Kanye's producer. Like, I'm the one who produces everything for Kanye. Mm. And he kept trying to get Andrew in the booth, but we was kind of like, that don't really make sense. If you are working on these beats that we're listening to, what do you want with Andrew? Whatever, right? And then he was like, yeah, we doing a session with Maya. Y'all should come through. And I was like, I really think Andrew should do this. I just feel like it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And we got to the studio. There was no Maya.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, no, she stepped out.
Like, what the fuck?
I was so annoyed. It's close to here, too. It's close to that Popeyes we near all the clubs in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I still know it.
I feel like I should probably add, you know how I always joke about how me and Chia have our like our pass, celebrity pass. I think I might make mine Maya. I think I should do it just for old time's sake. Mine's always changing, kind of.
Yeah.
Chia's is it's Paul Walker.
Sucks for her.
Yeah, but she
he got a brother.
That's true. That is close enough in appearance to CGI little bit. You know, she refuses to change it. She's like, no, Paul Walker for life. I'm like, well, all right. This sucks for you.
Hey, look.
But I'll tell you what. When that Drake dick leaked.
She changed her mind.
She didn't change her mind. She used to think Drake was cute for a time. And now she's kind of like over it or whatever. But I was like, babe, check this out. I sent her the Drake dick video. She was like, not bad. That was her reaction. Not bad.
That's so funny, man. That was a funny little time on the internet. Dudes got real gay.
Yeah.
Really, really, really gay out of nowhere.
Because everybody was like just very obsessed with it.
Yeah, nah, dudes were like praising you. I was like, oh, all right, y'all taking it far.
Oh, interesting.
It's funny though. Oh, good stuff.
I think, you know, and that's the thing. I think when I was, when I did the Dudes podcast with David, it came up and our producer Robin was like, does he really think that a girl would like a guy like, just like, waving his dick around like that? I'm like, Robin, you have no idea. Let me tell you.
Girls need to stop thinking they know girls.
Yes.
Girls always speak for the whole clan. Mm-hmm. And y'all be wrong sometimes.
Very wrong.
A lot of girls liked that shit.
They do.
And I called him Aubrey the Pooh.
Aubrey the Pooh?
Yeah. He was bottomless. Oh, he had a shirt on. That was the funny shit to me. Is like, just being bottomless as a man is already funny. Sending proof of it, funnier.
I don't know if I've ever sent a, like, you can see my full body when I'm waving my shit around bottomless. I think I've definitely waved around bottomless, but like you only
but you don't see that, yeah, I have a top on.
Maybe like base of my dick up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So funny.
Well, you know what, man? I think the world is waiting, bro, for the... We always joke about Nikki Blades' OnlyFans, but I think the world's waiting for that Ricky Shucks OnlyFans.
They gonna keep waiting. I'm camera shy. I don't know. It's been talked about.
Oh, you like you thought about it before?
It's been like a discussion with somebody else. Yeah,
but, yeah. I mean, look. Yeah. I think if here's the thing, right? Let's say, we just never get ads on No Chaser ever again.
And I have to.
You're gonna have to, because look, if my wife is debating has in the back of her mind that she might sell some feet one day, I think we gotta let the people see that Rick dick, dog.
So here's the thing, right? So I've been asked. Can I use this for OnlyFans? I'm like, one, I would have to have an OnlyFans to agree, because you can't just post you doing stuff with people.
You can't?
No, because they don't know if that person consents to it.
Is that like the new rule?
Yeah. Oh. So they have to be tagged, or maybe you can have them fill out some form.
Like sign a release?
There's a process so they know there's that, right? And then secondly, it looks cool from your angle, but if we doing this, I gotta be holding the camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I see is stomach. It ain't gonna look the same. Mm. So I was like, we'd have to wait until I finish this.
Speaking of which, bruh, let me tell you, jagging off with the Apple Vision Pro glasses is not what you think it would be, dog.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way. I've been waiting to tell you this shit on the pod.
Okay.
Because it was like, I wanted to tell you immediately, but it was not what
Dick
we
still
thought.
In hand.
Pretty much, dog. Okay, let me tell you, first of all, you think it's going to be some fucking, I'm fully immersed in this world shit, right?
Yeah.
But if it's not filmed for it, it's not that. You know what I'm saying? Even what you would look up as, on like Pornhub or whatever, as like, you know, 3D immersive porn, like no one's really been specifically filming for that. Like there's not a lot of
false.
Hmm?
VR, well, you have to search.
Oh, VR. Okay, yes. But even in my search, well, here's what's annoying. I couldn't really get a good search in either. I feel like all the shits I was clicking were very old, shot filmed for old things. So it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But here's the annoying part, right? So y'all know I'm like a Spank Bang or XNXX dude, right? Quality free porn sites, right? You can find a lot of shit there. But the issue with these, with many other porn sites, is you get the fucking pop-ups, the live Jasmine, the whatever, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it is, right? First of all, let me give you the pros of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Apple Vision Pros, okay? You can make the screen big as shit. Like, I'm talking about, it can look like this whole wall is what I'm watching the porn on, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is great, okay? But here's the thing, right? So I don't know if you know how these work, but the computer mouse is your eyeballs.
Oh.
That's how you select something to click, okay?
Oh, that's stupid. Yeah.
So I don't know if you function like this when you are doing your jerking sessions, all right?
Mm.
But I like to load up a good 3 or 4 videos. And like I click one, I right click, I let that motherfucker load, I pause, I have it, I have like 4 tabs so I can go in between a different selection of shit, all right? Mm-hmm. So this is not easy with the Apple Vision Pros.
Doesn't sound like it would be.
For two, to select the little, when the live Jasmine shit pops up, I'm trying to X it out. But you know how hard it is to click the little X? When I'm like, also when I got like, yeah, like fucking, like tits and shit in my peripheral, and I'm like, so I'm like trying to get my eyeballs up to this shit to click so I can X out.
Yeah.
It's just there, right? Also, I can't drag, you know, when you're watching porn, you like to click around. It's like you might watch some fellatio for a little bit, and then you watch a little bit of this, you watch a little bit of that, right? It's so difficult, dog.
I just let it play.
Yes.
That's so funny. All right, so I only watch porn on the phone. Okay. I haven't watched porn on a laptop or a computer in years. So I definitely don't do the multi tabs back and forth. I pick one. I may do a little scrubbing to see if it's worth it, and I'm good, right? But there may be a setting you're missing or something, right? Because I have an Oculus.
Okay.
And I had to see what the porn was like on there. Mm. And on there, like, you're watching VR porn. Okay. So there is no screen to make big. You're just there.
Right.
So it just looks like you're... Like how we're looking at it, it's just like that.
Okay.
So you could turn around and I would see these books and they'd be fucking over here.
I should go to a VR specific website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can go to the Hub.
Yeah.
They have specific porn.
Okay. So maybe I got
remember the twerking butts.
Yeah.
They came with goggles.
Did you actually do it with the goggles?
Yeah, but it was different. Yeah. You had to put your phone in there. So it was a different experience. But Pornhub, they've been making VR porn since back then. Yeah.
I might have got too eager.
That. Yeah, you're just looking at regular porn.
Yeah. Well, it was not great, man. Ended up just kind of settling for something that I wasn't completely happy with and had to watch the whole fucking thing, you know, and I was there like, man.
That sucks. So yeah, go to some actual VR porn and let me know this, right? Because this was the problem with the Oculus, right? So maybe I don't know something about the Oculus, but in my experience, you have to like map out the room you're in and the floor and a safe space, basically.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's about like 6 feet wide. So you're not bumping into shit or whatever.
Yeah.
You can't really operate outside of that. When you get out of that zone, it like takes you to where you can see your actual surroundings, right? So let's say I make that zone, but then I want to lay down because I'm a lay down person.
Okay. Oh, you're a lay down jerker.
Yeah. If my head is up like this, it's out of the field of vision. So I would have to like put my head down and make sure you can see the floor or some shit or sit at the edge of the bed or something. Mm. So that was it was like you either watch this shit or you jack off to it. There is no other way for me.
All right.
Because I'm not a sitter.
All right. I need to charge that shit up and try it again. I can lay down. One thing that was cool that I was able to do was like, you know, I got a POV situation and I moved the screen so it was looking like it was like right where my junk would be like lined up with dude's junk. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool.
Oh man.
It just wasn't what I expected it to be, you know, for that first time. I guess I'm learning. You know, the technology's new for me.
Listen,
you know?
Man. There's a learning curve with jacking off in these different stages of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You think you know everything. And then the Apple Pro comes out.
And I tell you what, there's an always curve when I'm jacking off. My penis curves to the right.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm figuring it out. Gia was like, the whole time I'm praying, I'm like, I hope Gia doesn't walk in. Because look, I think I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror. It was not great. Because look, I was really trying to enjoy myself, right? So I got my AirPods in. I got the fucking Apple Vision Plus goggles shit. I got my pants around my ankles. Not even out the fly, dog. I'm bottomless, all right? I might have even been naked because I think I walked into my office with my shirt off just in PJs. So I got my fucking my pajamas around my ankles and I'm butt naked with this fucking headset on, right? Ready.
So funny. That's a scene in the movie right
there. And here's what's annoying too. I thought like at first I had the low light. It was just my like the light from whatever little lamp. And I'm like, maybe this is fucking up because in the low light, it can't detect my fingers. So I turned the lights all the way on. So I'm in a fucking bright ass room, butt naked with the goggles on.
That's so funny.
Yeah. We'll try again. We'll give it a go. That shit's cool though, man.
I bet. I mean, the Oculus was cool just being immersed in it, but yeah, I stick with the phone.
You ever, I was gonna say like, cause I was in a long distance relationship, right? And they were talking about, you know, people were always sending me shit where it was like, you know, it was like sex toys where, you know, you put your junk in this and they mm-hmm. feel it on the other end. And yeah. and there was that one episode of Married with Children where Bud was like the trial for a fully fucking virtual experience where it was like all these things were hooked up to his whole body. And then he was like, I'm done with women after that. I'm good. I don't need no real life women's.
Yeah.
I'm good with this, right? So my question is, would you ever try that out?
If that existed?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm more open to that now.
Now that it's becoming like more common?
Now that I'm realizing like, a lot of women suck. At least the ones I meet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, now that I'm lonely.
So now that I can't find nobody, real women don't like me. But yeah, nah, I mean, I would try it just to see what that's about.
I would try it too, man. Even as a married man, I feel like, I'd be like, baby.
So, baby, this ain't cheating, right? This can't be cheating, right?
Like, nah, there's no way. But some people would be in a, because there have been clips of me talking about porn or whatever, and there's always the occasional comment, especially when it hits an algorithm of like, why are you watching porn as a married man?
Yeah,
like, I'm like, first of all, do you know how grateful my wife is when I'm like, when I'm feeling it and she's not, and I'm like, all right, babe, I'm just going to go jack off. She's like, thank God I can go to sleep.
And why are you questioning it? If you're not his wife, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be the one who needs to know why he's doing what he's doing while married.
People be very... upset about other people's business.
So much.
And let's talk about this. Fucking on that same subject, right? Of course, during the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. when Usher got behind Alicia Keys, mm-hmm. everybody was kind of like, oh. You, of course, your first thought is, she's married, Usher. Yeah. There you go again. But to think that she wouldn't let Swiss Beats know
yeah.
ahead of time
yeah.
and be like, is this cool with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, is such a silly thought.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it's like one of the fucking most viewed things on American television. Millions of people. You think Alicia Keys is really going to be like, you know what? Hopefully my husband don't get mad at this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or do you think Usher, knowing
mm.
who her husband is,
mm-hmm.
was like, fuck it, I'm gonna risk it.
Yeah.
On the Super Bowl.
Yeah. As something, look, even at the level that I do, and I have to always get in the comments on occasion because I get, you know, the algorithm goes somewhere and then I get some new viewers, right? Mm. But I always get the occasion, how is his wife cool with this? Mm. How is she cool with him saying this or being in this skit, blah, blah, blah. And one of the main reasons I married my wife is because she just had such a level head, not only about shit like that, but just in general, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She was always able to look at things objectively. And from the jump, and I've told this story a bunch of times, but like when me and Chia were just dating, when we weren't even officially together yet, we were filming a sketch where I had to kiss on this girl a bunch of times. And then, but Chia had just flown in and she was literally sitting there the whole time while I'm kissing this girl over and over and over again. And she was chilling, you know what I'm saying? Because she knows it is what it is. So it's like, and now, especially that we're married, you know, I run everything past her. Even if I say a little joke that feels a little reckless on the podcast, I'll play it for her. I'm like, what do you think about this, right? She'd be like, cut that. I'm like, you got it. You got it, toots.
Yeah.
All good, right? So when people was up in arms about that shit.
Man, like, it's social media. I get it. It's fun to make the jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I made the jokes. Like, it's funny, regardless of what him carrying or not. It's like, mm-hmm. this nigga on your wife. It's funny.
Yeah.
But to really be upset, to really think that that's something, like you said, that wasn't discussed before. And this is the part that really gets me. It's not that it was, babe, it's part of the performance, don't trip. It was, okay, we're going to do this because this is going to get the people talking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how that's not extremely clear mm-hmm. to these people. And it still worked. If you watch the Super Bowl, if you pay any type of attention, before the halftime show, you get a warning.
Mm.
It's rated U. That's what it says, like for Usher.
Yeah.
And the final warning is, might ruin some relationships or something like that. Like they're playing on the Keke Palmer shit.
Exactly.
So to not think that that was planned is so fucking weird.
Exactly. And okay, look, and pause because our work wife is here. She's downstairs. Be right back. We're going to come right back and she'll be here. I'm going to go pee-pee as well. Hold that thought.
All right.
All right, we're back with our work wife, Nikki Blaze. Hey, what's up? What's up? Welcome. We're talking about Usher and Alicia Keys.
Ooh.
And I was going to say, another stupid thing is like, they're doing a song called My Boo.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to perform that shit. Like, it's a stage show. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine if they were doing that show and they fucking kept 3 feet for Jesus, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would have been lame.
That would have looked dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I remember, speaking of that, Nikki Blaze, did you ever go to high school dances and whatnot?
Yeah.
And so when I went to a Catholic high school for a year, at the dances, they would always say, leave room for Jesus. They always made, there was like, you couldn't get too close. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, there was no Jesus at ours.
Well, just a bunch of little horny little kids. Huh?
I mean, I got best dancer in the 8th grade and I was throwing it back when I shouldn't have been. I know. It was different.
Jesus is everywhere. He don't need a lot of space. And if I remember correctly, Buddy was malnourished. You don't got to be that far apart. You squeeze on up in here,
right?
Jesus.
He was swole, though. He was a carpenter.
Not at the end.
A carpenter.
His stepdaddy was a carpenter.
Was it?
I think he ended up learning the trade,
something
too.
Like that.
I don't know.
So you guys had to have a respectable...
At the Catholic school I went to, they would make sure people were kind of...
I think they tried to do that with us. It was a slow dance scene. I mean, the regular dances, you know, we were all doing whatever. But the slow dance was normally like when you saw the hands going down, there's probably somebody that was like, hey, pick them things back up.
But then senior year, though, they let everybody do whatever the fuck you wanted. I remember prom was crazy. It was like motherfuckers was disgusting at prom, you know? And that was great because I was prom king.
You're like, so it worked out.
But I did not have sex that night.
Neither did I.
No.
What the fuck?
None of us did.
I got picked up early from prom my senior year.
From your parentals? By your parentals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dad picked me up and my date early, and I wasn't allowed to go out after. And we had both of our families at our house.
Dang.
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, I mean, I get why.
What do you think happens prom night, senior year? My dad said,
I'm a daughter.
My dad said, I'm not stupid.
Shit, man, I was so mad because I don't know what happened, but my prom date, we all agreed. Everybody, it was me, my prom date, Julian, our boy from high school, and Julian took my date's friend to our prom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, we're all like, let's go to the beach afterwards. We're like, yeah, let's go to the beach. I'm thinking, I'm about to lose my virginity on the sand. How fun. Well, yeah, you know.
If you've ever.
Hey, he did it. He had his virginity, so well, it seemed fun to him.
No. Well, yeah, it was my, I had never.
Oh, you did? That's when you lost?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, she said, if you have ever, I said, he didn't ever.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why it seemed like a good idea to him.
But. Well, I have, but we'll go back to that.
At the time.
Yeah.
Now that we've cleared all of this up, would you like to go back to your story?
But we get to the beach. We get all the way to fucking Huntington Beach. Open the door. She goes, it's cold. Close the door. Yeah, bruh.
You didn't do the, well, here's my jacket.
We didn't even set foot out of the car. She opened the door. Was like, it's cold.
She was saying, you two can go. Y'all supposed to fuck in the car.
Nah, that wasn't it either. I wish. We ended up just buying some Taco Bell, eating it at her house. Which was, not how I expected it to go.
That's too funny.
Yeah. My senior prom night was better than yours then. That makes me feel better.
Whose idea was the beach, yours or Julian?
Probably Julian.
He was always trying to get girls to the beach.
And did it work other times?
I can't remember a time where he actually smashed at the beach, but I definitely remember him like, hey, you want to come to the beach? My girl got a friend type of thing. And it was just for me to keep the friend company so he could try whatever. And Nothing happened with me. The girl kept burping. I remember that. she was very pretty, though. I got there, and I was like, oh, good job, bro. Mm. But then she was just ghetto as hell. Super ghetto. And she just kept burping. It was so weird to me. But she was very pretty. And I don't know where he was, but he came back unsuccessful. I was like, why do we keep coming here? It's cold.
It's not working.
Have you ever, you've ever beach canoodled?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we all have.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I remember. Yeah. You told me about that.
Yes.
They won't hear that. I have only once. Okay. And, but it was, I'd heard the stories of the sand getting everywhere. So,
yeah,
so this, I had laid a towel down. Mm. It was, so it wasn't fully like naked on sand, you know what I'm saying? But I do remember just having a great experience because just, I remember just hitting it from the back and like looking up and seeing the ass and then looking up and seeing the stars and the waves.
It's beautiful.
I felt like I was one with the universe.
Yeah, it was great.
I feel like every vacation should have some sort of moment like that when you are hooking up and there's a view. Mm-hmm. That's what vacation is to me. I don't know what y'all do on vacation, but if that's not happening, it wasn't successful.
Jerking off on the balcony.
There you go.
It wasn't successful. Damn.
It wasn't successful.
So you smashed, yeah, but wasn't no clouds.
No view.
The sunset.
Because, you know, you hear it in every song and you see all the videos and everybody's always talking about, you know, I want to travel the world with my, you know, with my person and I want to do those types of things in those places. And for me, that's exactly why we're traveling, to do those experiences in those places. And man, it's amazing.
I didn't realize balcony sex was a thing for so many people until like,
A1.
You know, because I would always tell Rick about like, yeah, you know, like balcony's my shit. And then like, I saw a meme. And I was like, this is popping enough to be a meme? I was like, y'all, we're just all the same, huh? Just living the same life.
What's the lowest balcony y'all ever smashed up?
It's like a walkway into the street. It's just
have y'all been to, is it the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. So it's one of those like old hotels, but then they like redid it and it became like one of them expensive ones.
Mm.
But you remember the very first BeautyCon?
Yes.
The hotel that was at?
Yes.
Okay, so the pool.
Okay.
One layer above that.
Oh.
It's like the bungalows, they call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've done on there.
Fun. Like,
you can,
that's damn near
you
outside.
Can
you
see
are
people
in the pool.
You can look them in the eyes.
No.
But it's like, the balconies are closed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not like you can see through the balcony. So you can see our heads, but you can't really see us going on. So we can see all of you. You can't see all of us.
That's tight.
But yeah, it was a good time.
I think that's what people really like about the balcony is that you kind of get the I'm outside without really being outside experience of it.
Yeah.
Like, I can see y'all, but can you see me?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I found out how many people are like, into that,
yeah,
just by just being in hotels, even when you don't have a balcony. Girls that maybe are still like not sure if they're gonna let you smash or not, you could be like, all right, real quick, take your titties out in front of the window. And they're like, really? Okay, and they do it.
Yeah.
Just because it's the possibility of being seen. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's that, I think it's in the back of everybody's head, like, just that. The taboo-ness of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So high. Like, you know, a lot of girls will say they would like to try, like, stripping one night. Just experience, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I think about it every time I go back to Hawaii. Every time I go, because we're in there so much. Shout out to Roxa. love my strip clubs out in Hawaii. But there is something about it. I don't know. Whenever I go, I look at some of the girls that are on stage, and I'm like, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then also I'm like, they are wearing no underwear. I would not do that. I don't care how. No. That is a whole other level of stripping. But yeah, I look at the pool sometimes and I'm like,
if
this talking thing don't work out.
Yeah. If men weren't so trash and disrespectful at random times, I think more women would have tried it already. Motherfuckers just be shitty.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
No?
I really think it's what they're worried about, what everybody else would think about them if they found out they did it.
Mm.
It's not like when I frequent the strip clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a lot of the disrespectful things that people are assuming are happening. It's pretty well regulated,
yeah.
You know? But I believe, because I know what keeps me off the pole, is somebody being like, I saw Nikki on the pole.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about in the strip
club. Okay.
I'm talking about how,
You
know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, she did that, she's that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It gets real disrespectful.
Yeah.
Simply because you did those things.
Well, that's why those pole classes mm-hmm. are where a lot of women like to go, and they feel really sexy because it's a safe space, right? Yeah. And so it's different than I actually tried amateur night at the local club versus I was with my girlfriends and we just had a strip night. And you're like, man, in the back of your mind,
I be talking
about
shit
money.
About those. What the fuck is this, dog?
Yeah, I go to
DM. Go to the club.
Oh my God.
Stupid ass. What you wearing, too?
Hold on. I told somebody I did bottle service and they told me that I was a baby stripper. They were like, you're just a JV stripper who didn't get promoted. And I was like, what?
That's real serious.
Yeah. When I told somebody, had asked me, have you ever, done bottle service? Well, I was like, yeah, I loved it. I made a lot of money. They're like, well, you're just a JV stripper who didn't make the varsity team. And I was like, whoa.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
I was like, because I'm in my bra and underwear walking around giving people bottles and getting money from them. I didn't.
Okay. Well, when you put it like that.
Thanks for making it make sense to me.
Yeah, I know. I understood it.
JV stripper.
I understood it when they said it. I was like, damn, I'm a little offended. And also, well, you proved a point.
Well, thanks for watching another episode of the podcast, y'all.
Learned something new today.
You're welcome.
Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Wait, let me see when this one is airing, actually, because it's about to be me and Nikki Blade's birthday. This is the last day of February. So next month is our birthdays. Hey, send us stuff.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Thank you for watching the podcast. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shep.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.